Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiritual, including His body, opulence and paraphernalia. Mayavad philosophy, however, covering His spiritual opulence, advocates the theory of impersonalism. Purport. It is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has a spiritual body which is full of knowledge, eternity and bliss. In this material world, everyone's body is just the opposite, temporary, full of ignorance and full of misery. Therefore, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sometimes described as Nirakar, this is to indicate that He does not have a material body like us. Mayavadi philosophers do not know how it is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is formless. The Supreme Lord does not have a form like ours, but has a spiritual form. Not knowing this, Mayavadi philosophers simply advocate the one-sided view that the Supreme Godhead or Brahman is formless or nirakar. In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers many quotes from the Vedic literature. If one accepts the real or direct meaning of these Vedic statements, one can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha. In Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad, it is stated, Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate. This indicates that the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is spiritual. For even though He expands in many ways, He remains the same. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate. I am the origin of all, everything emanates from me. Mayavadi philosophers materialistically think that if the Supreme Truth expands Himself in everything, He must lose His original form. Thus they think that there cannot be any form other than the expansive gigantic body of the Lord. But the Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad confirms, Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate. Although He expands in many ways, He keeps His original personality. His original spiritual form remains as it is. Similarly, elsewhere it is stated, Vichitra Shakti Purushaha Puranaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, Purusha, has multifarious energies. And Svetasatar Upanishad declares, Sa Briksha Kalakritivi Para Anna Jasmit Prapancha Pravartate Yang Dharma Baham Papnudam Bhagesam. He is the origin of material creation, and it is due to Him only that everything changes. He is the protector of religion and annihilator of all sinful activities. He is the master of all opulence. Vedaham etat purusham mahantam aditya varnam tas tamasah parastat. Now I understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be the greatest of the great. He is effulgent like sun and is beyond this material world. Patim patinam paramam parastat. He is the master of all masters, the superior of all superiors. Mahan prabhur vai purushaha. He is the supreme master and the supreme person. Parasa saktir vividhai vasyate. We can understand His opulences in different ways. Similarly, in Rig Veda it is stated, Tad visnoho paramam padam sadapasyanti surayaha. Vishnu is the Supreme, and those who are actually learned think only of His lotus feet. In the Prasna Upanishad, it is said, Sa Iksham Chakre, He glanced over the material creation. In the Aitreya Upanishad, it is stated, Sa Aichata, He glanced over material creation. And Sa Imang Lokan Astrijata, He created this entire material world. Thus many verses can be quoted from the Upanishad and Vedas which prove that the Supreme Godhead is not impersonal. In the Katha Upanishad it is also said, Nitya Nityanang Chetanas Chetananang Eka Bahunang Jabidadhati Kaman. He is the supreme, eternally conscious person who maintains all other living entities. From all these Vedic references, one can understand that the absolute truth is a person and that no one can equal or excel him. Although there are many foolish Mayavadi philosophers who think that they are even greater than Krishna. Krishna is Asomardha. No one is equal to or above him. As stated in Shatashatra Upanishad, Apani Pado Jabana Grahita, this verse describes the absolute truth as having no legs or hands. Although this is an impersonal description, it does not mean that the absolute personality of Godhead has no form. He has a spiritual form that is distinct from the forms of matter. In this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarifies this distinction. Tahara vibhuti deha sab chidakar, chid vibhuti achaditare kare nirakar. So here, Mahaprabhu explaining to Mayavadi sannyasis of Banaras, establishing the personality of the absolute truth. How absolute truth is not nirakar. The concept of absolute truth, Parambrahma is nirakar, is very deep-rooted concept. Muslims, they say, the love, God has no form. Christians, they say, God has no form. Even Hindus also, they say, God has no form. That's why there is one Muslim preacher. I heard that he has been converted as a Brahman, Kerala Brahman converted to Muslim. And he very vigorously preaches through his TV channel, Zakir Naik. Zakir Naik. He puts all Veda, Vedanta, all the Puranas. And from that he explains how what Muslims are doing, that is in the line of real Veda. What Hindus are doing, the so-called followers of Veda. They are not really following Veda. So according to him, then we explain Gita, Bhagavad. No, they all came afterwards. But Veda is the original one. And what he says is true. Veda is the original literature. And if you read, you'll read Veda, mostly Veda explains the nirakar aspects of the Parambrahma. Veda is filled with karmakandas. 96% of Veda karmakanda and 4% is jnanakanda. Hardly can see anything Veda about bhakti, because bhakti is very confidential subject matter that has been kept in Veda in very hidden way. That's the other last week I was telling. By reading Veda, you will not understand bhakti. By reading Veda, you don't understand bhakti. That is, Brahma Sangita says, Vedesu Durlava. Very rare to find bhakti. Vedesu Durlava. Adurlava Atma Bhakto. Very difficult to find bhakti, because very hidden form. You don't find bhakti in Veda, but the essence of Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedar tarar galitam phalam sukha mukhadam mrita dravasanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraha rasika bhuvibhavaka. Vedar tarar galitam phalam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is sweet, juicy, ripened fruit of Veda tree. So there we will find this bhakti. That day I gave the example of a tree, mango tree. Chewing the twigs of mango tree, you don't get taste of mango, you get very pungent taste. But that tree gives very sweet mango tree, mango fruit. Same way, what you don't find in Veda, you find in Bhagavatam, that is this prema bhakti. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam isyate tad rasamrita triptasya nyanatrasat vatti kuchit. सर्व वेदांत सार, एसेंस ऑफ ऑल वेदांत, दिस इज द कमेंटरी ऑफ गायत्री. जस्ट लाइक बाय ड्रिंकिंग मिल्क यू डोंट गेट द टेस्ट ऑफ घी, बट घी इज देयर इन द मिल्क. द सेम वे बाय रीडिंग भागवत यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड अबाउट द पर्सनल एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ टू डेवलप भक्ति और डिवोशन अन टू हिम. एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज इम्पर्सनल, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ डिवोशन. There is no question of devotion, what to speak of prema bhakti. There is no question of bhakti even if. So, but we can understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is the essence. Just like by drinking milk, we don't get the taste of ghee. But when that milk is taken by a cowherd man and is churned, makes a butter out of it, then ghee, then we can taste. In the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, a self-realized personality, he was a Brahmavadi also. He was believing on nirakar aspects of the absolute truth. He was believing on sakar also. But their concept is, there is a saguna Brahma, nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma. Veda explains about nirguna Brahma. So they accept that nirguna Brahma means he has no form, no qualities, nirguna Brahma. And they accept that nirguna Brahma has transformed to saguna Brahma. But their concept understanding is, what is the difference their understanding and our Vaishnava Acharya's understanding? Vaishnavas, they have a concept also param Brahma, is also nirakar, brahmeti, paramatmaeti, bhagavaneti sabdate. We accept also param brahma is nirakar, but which way is nirakar? And which way is sakar? And what is the concept or understanding of these mayavadis? So their understanding is, the originally the param brahma is nirakar. He has no form. From nirakar, he accepts the sakar form. That's Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he is saying, from nirakar to sakar, they are foolish people. They have no buddhi. What is that verse, Maharaj? Abhyaktam bhaktinga apunati manyatmang abuddhaya. Krishna Bhagavad Gita saying, those that are worshipping demigods, antavattu phalangtesang tad bhavatam alpamedhasang. The demigod worshippers are alpamedha, less intelligent. But they are, those that are accepting param brahma as nirakar, they are no intelligence. Demigod worshippers, less intelligence. But those that think, abhyaktam bhaktim apnati manyatmam abuddhaya, abuddhi means no buddhi. Alpamedha means a little buddhi. Demigods are represent little buddhi, nirakarvadi no buddhi, they have no intelligence. So their concept is, they accept Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, demigods, Shankaracharya introduced Pancha Upasana, Vishnu Upasana, Vaishnavs, Shiva Upasana, Saibya, Ganapati Upasana, Ganapatya, Surya Upasana, Surya, Shakti Upasana, Sakta, Pancha Upasana, he introduced. But their concept is Nirakar Brahma, Nirguna Brahma, transformed to Saguna Brahma, means Guna Jukta, added with Guna. So as a result, what happens? They accept Brahma, they accept Vishnu, Krishna, but they think it's Maya. Maya has three modes of material nature. So, Nirakar Brahma coming in contact with the three gunas. When comes in contact with Satya Guna, it becomes Vishnu. Comes in contact with Raja Guna, it becomes Jivatma. Comes in contact with Tama Guna, it becomes this matter. This is their concept. They think this Brahma Vivarta, the Param Brahma transforms. But we believe Shakti Parinam, the energy transforms. So in this way, we believe also the absolute truth has one nirakar aspect. Brahmeti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Previous verse has explained that. But this Brahma, Brahma Sabda Mukhya Arthe Kahe Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. So the word, they don't understand this point. That is Bhagavad clearly says Brahma, Paramatman, Bhagavan, three aspects of the absolute truth. So what is the nirakar aspect according to our understanding? Their understanding is from nirakar sakar comes, but our understanding is from sakar nirakar comes. Bhagavan originally, he has form, he has transcendental form, he has activities, he has qualities. That's why Krishna is saying that I have activities. I take birth, but janma karma chame divyam. I have transcendental activities. Lord has transcendental form. So what is this transcendental? Transcendental means transcends to three modes of material nature. These aspects, mayabadis, they don't understand. That's why they think Bhagavan must be nirakar. He is nirguna. And Veda explains, Parambrahma is nirakar, Parambrahma is nirguna. But Parambrahma nirguna means he is devoid of modes of material nature. Jadaguna. Parambrahma nirakar means he does not have material form, but he has spiritual form. But they cannot accept that. So Vaishnava philosopher's understanding is, a nirakar aspect is there. But what is that nirakar aspect? The nirakar aspect is jad brahma upanishadi tadapya satanubha ja atma antarjami purusha sahasya swansa vibhava sadaisarja purna ya bhagavan sa ayam na chaitanat krishnat paratattam paramhya. Brahma upanishadi tadapya satanubha jad brahma upanishadi. The Upanishad explains brahma, the nirakar brahma. What is that nirakar brahma? Jad brahma upanishadi tadapi asya tanubha. Tanu means body, abha means effulgence. So that is bodily effulgence. Chasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jasya, whose effulgence has spread throughout the spiritual sky. Spiritual sky is known as Chid Akash or Parabhyama, Chid Akash. Just like our material sky is effulgent, becoming effulgent by sun rays, the spiritual sky is also like that. There is no need of natad bhasta surya na sasankana pavakaha. There is no need of sunlight, moonlight to see things. Everything very effulgent. So that is what we accept as nirakar aspects of the absolute truth. So in this way, this nirakar things comes from sakar. The Parambrahma is sakar, he has form, and his bodily effulgence will spread throughout the spiritual sky. That is the nirakar aspects. So this nirakar aspects of the absolute truth, Brahma Jyoti. So, what is the difference between Brahma Jyoti and Krishna? An absolute truth, the two extremes. One extreme is Brahma Jyoti, another extreme is Krishna. So, Krishna is that aspect of the absolute truth who is endowed with or who has manifested all kinds of variegatedness, varieties, vaichitri. And full Shakti has manifested to full extent in Krishna. And Brahma Jyoti is that aspect of the absolute truth where the variegatedness or varieties or vaichitri or Shakti has not manifested at all. They're called Nishaktika. Called Nishaktika. So one extreme is Brahma Jyoti. And another extreme is Krishna.
And in between, all unlimited Bhagavat Swarups, Anadi Ananta Rupam, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishta Nana Avatar Akurod Bhubanesu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavet Param Pumanja Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. You understand? One is extreme Brahma Jyoti, no manifestation of any energy, no varieties, no vaichitri. Another extreme is Krishna, full manifestation of energy, full manifestation of unlimited varieties. And in between these two aspects of the Absolute Truth, there remains all others. Unlimited, anadi, ananta, rupam, mascha, bamana, varaha, in different form of Bhagavan, they are all absolute. But manifestation of energy is in different degree. In mascha avatar, full energy has not manifested, full varieties has not manifested. So different Bhagavat Swarup, different degree of varieties, or Shakti has manifested. So that is the difference. But they don't understand this explanation. So in this way, they can see why Jnanis. Jnanis, they believe in this Nirakar aspects of the Absolute Truth. They think Nirakar is everything. That is because they don't see the behind Nirakar aspect, there is a Sakar. That is because the Param Brahma, Krishna, is so effulgent. In Upanishad explains, so effulgent. The Jnanis, when they look upon the Param Brahma, is so effulgent. They can see it. They can see it. Very effulgent. The Jnanis, they worship the Nirakar aspects. Why can't they accept Sakar? With their eyes they can't see. Their vision cannot penetrate and go through the Nirakar Brahma, Brahma Jyoti, to enter into spiritual kingdom where the Lord has varieties of activities. Where variegatedness has manifested. They can't see that. Why they can't see that? Why their vision cannot penetrate that? Karmis cannot see that. Jnani cannot see that. Yogi cannot see that. Who can see that? Who can see that? Huh? Only Bhakta can see that. Because that needs a special things. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva hridayesu bilokayanti janga samasundaram achintam guna swarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. One whose eyes is anointed with the premanjana, they can see. Otherwise they cannot see. Thus this Jnanis, they conclude the Nirakar aspect is the final. And their problem is that Absolute Truth has transformed this jiva. And when we get liberation, we merge, we become one with the Nirakar Brahma. Advaitabad. Shankaracharya philosophy is Advaitabad. Jiva come in contact with Maya. No. Param Brahma come in contact with Maya, become Jiva. When Jiva will become liberated from Maya, he become Param Brahma. Again, that is the concept. In this way, they all want to become Bhagavan. So they want liberation, mukti. So there are five kinds of mukti, you know. Sajuja mukti, Salokya mukti, Samipa mukti, Sarsti mukti, Sarupya mukti. So out of this five kinds of mukti, the devotees, they hate this Sajuja mukti, to merge with Brahma. They hate. Sometimes they may accept Salokya, Samipa, Sasti, Sarupya, if there is opportunity to do devotional service. Otherwise they don't want that also. And this mukti liberation is like hell for devotees. Those they have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for them, it has been stated, mukti is like hell. Kaivalya narakayate. Kaivalya means mukti. Mukti is like hell. कैबल्य नरकायते त्रिदशपुर आकाश पुष्पायते दोज हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉर देम द गोल ऑफ लाइफ फॉर द नॉर्मल पीपल इज टू गेट लिबरेशन मर्ज विथ गॉड बट दैट इज लाइक हेल फॉर देम कैबल्य नरकायते देन हेवन फॉर कर्मकांड इज हेवन इज द ग्रेट गोल ऑफ देयर लाइफ पर त्रिदशपुर आकाश पुष्पायते To go to heaven, the Akash Pushpa. Akash Pushpa means flower in the sky. What do you say in English? Phantas? Phantasmagoria. Then another difficult word is there. I cannot pronounce. Will-o-wisp, something like that. Huh? Will-o-wisp, something like that. That for devotee, the heaven is like that. The flower in the sky. And best example I give in India, the egg of the horse. Have you seen the egg of the horse? Big egg. In London, museum, anywhere. How big could be the egg of a horse? Who can say? Just like egg has no, horse has no egg. For devotees, heaven is like that. Horse egg. We say ghoda din. The horse egg. कैबल्य नरकायते त्रिदशपुर आकाश पुष्पायते विधि महेन्द्रादिश्च कीटायते जस्ट सी फॉर द आउटसाइड पीपल दे थिंक सो ग्रेट फॉर डिवोटी इज सो इनसिग्निफिकेंट द लिबरेशन इज लाइक हेल हेवन इज लाइक ए फ्लावर इन द स्काई एंड विधि महेन्द्रादिश्च कीटायते The position of Vidhi, Vidhi means Brahma, Mahendra means Indra, is like an insect. They consider it to be like an insect to get a position of Indra and position of Brahma, they consider it like it to become an insect. And what to speak of material become rich, a big house, this they don't consider. Because they get Ananda in another level. They are Ananda, the Premananda. जय श्री राधा कुलानंद सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय सी द डिवोटीज दे एंजॉय इन अनदर लेवल व्हाट इज देयर प्लेजर ए कर्मकांडी ज्ञानकांडी दैट इज महापुरुष सिंह कर्मकांड ज्ञानकांड सकले विषय भांड अमृत बलिया जेवा खाए नाना जोनी भ्रमण करे अभक्ष भक्षण करे तार गति अधपाते जाए The Veda is full with karmakanda, jnanakanda. As I said, 96% karmakanda. And Srila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj used to say, the Veda is like sugar-coated quinine. You know quinine is used anymore? No more used before. Quinine, they used to take a lot of quinine tablet if you have malaria. I don't know if it's existing or not. In your country, there is no malaria. In India, you have malaria. So quinine is very bitter. So you don't like to take quinine, so it's coated with sugar. You can take. So that's why Krishna, he gave this Veda, he made a sugar-coated quinine. You will not accept Krishna so easily. Who will accept Krishna so easily? Nobody will like accept Krishna. Prabhupada is saying, why people worshiping the demigods and getting into karmakanda? Gita Krishna saying, less intelligent people, they worship demigod. Karmakanda is full of poison. Then somebody will ask, oh Krishna, why don't you give these things? In Veda, you only spoke Veda. Why you gave this karmakanda? Why you gave demigod worship? That is because he has to do some sugar-coated quinine for you. You will not accept it. Because always you want to get something. If Bhagavan will come, And Bhagavan will say, oh, I am Bhagavan. All surrender to me. All people say, oh, Bhagavan, if we surrender to you, what will get? I'll bless you. So if you bless us, what will happen to us? If I'll bless you, you'll lose everything. You'll lose your house, your money, your wife, everything. Oh, really? Okay, Hare Krishna God, get lost from here. I am going to other way. Who will accept this God? So that is what God is. God saying, Jad aham anugrahami harise tad dhanam sanahi. If I will bless somebody, he'll lose everything material he has. So who is that fool who will go to that God, who will take out everything? So nobody will go close to him. So God is in big trouble now. God came to deliver us. He's feeling very sad that we are suffering. He came down to help us. I'll bless you. But by your blessing, my blessing, you'll lose everything. So nobody will come to him. Then God made a trick. Everybody think I am God. No, nobody want to surrender. Everything, I am everything. Nobody is above me. So Lord wanted to make people to understand somebody is above you, Baba. You have to worship. To bring this mood, Prabhupada is saying, to ignite this mood of worshipping somebody higher than me. That is why Lord introduced this karmakanda and worship of demigods. Okay. You want to worship somebody, forget. Okay, here are all the demigods. At least to learn there is somebody higher than you. That is, you have to worship somebody. You have to practice of worshipping. So that is the reason why karmakanda was given. Once I had, Veda explains karmakanda very nicely. Very flowery words of karmakanda. That's why Krishna saying Bhagavad Gita. Jaimang puspitang bacham prabadanti avivaschita. Vedavada ratha partha na anna asti divadina. The Vedavadis, the commentator of Veda, they say all this flowery. Jaimang puspitang bacham prabadanti avivaschita. Abhivaki, the less intelligent people, they get very attracted to these flowery words of Veda. Oh, do this yajna, you'll go to heaven, you'll drink somarasa there, you'll enjoy with apsaras, all the, angels of heaven, all these flower things. And then people, very nice, no, let me do something. They lick their lips, no. Then they start following rules and regulations. Others will not follow any rules and regulations. They will become like animals. Okay, you want to enjoy, follow some rules and regulations. Then they go through all kinds of austerity, yajna, this, that. Then they go to heaven. So karmakanda explains very nicely. You be attracted to that. Then when karmakanda finishes, then jnanakanda starts. The jnanakanda speaks all the negative things of karmakandas. Oh, you are thinking by doing karmakanda, you will go to heaven. Do you know what will happen in heaven? Heaven, when your punya is finished, then again, you have to come here. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Tetang bhakta swargalakam vishalam khinna punna martalaka vishanti. And Jnanakanda explains, when your punna is finished, you go to swargalaka by dint of your pious activities punya. And swargalaka, everybody amar. Amar means? What is amar means? Nobody die there. Immortal. Nobody will die there. In this room, you are all protected. Come here. Come inside the room. You are all protected. Then what I will do? I will throw you out of the room and shoot you. Hey, you said you are protected? I said, yes, inside the room you are protected. But I throw you outside and kill you there. So nothing wrong with that. Swargaloka is like that. There you are protected. No problem. But when punya is finished, they will throw you out from there. Then when you are falling from the swargaloka, there is a bhuta pretaloka in between also. And you will be eaten alive. They will eat you. They will eat you. And you will start to cry. Suffer so much. And through your tears, that atma will fall on the ground. This is what Vedic literature explains. You will go to swargaloka, when punya finish, they will throw you out of heaven. Then you are falling. Life. You'll be eaten by all these ghosts. And you cry so much. The tears will come and through tears will fall into the ground. And from the ground, that atma will enter into grain. From the male people will eat that grain. From that grain, that atma will enter into blood. And from blood will enter into the semen. From semen, it will be transferred to the womb of the mother. So that is one process also, cycle goes. So this is interesting part, karma kanda. And they believe, jhana is great. You just merge there. Yes, you will merge there. The two kinds of sajujya mukti. One is Brahma sajujya, another is Ishwara sajujya. Brahma sajujya means you merge in Brahma jyoti, the effulgence, bodily effulgence of God. And Ishwara sajujya means you merge into body of God.
ঈশ্বর সাযুজ্য। বাট ইন বোথ কেস, ইন বোথ সাযুজ্য কেস হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স, সেম থিং হ্যাপেন্স অলসো। আজ ইউ ফল ফ্রম হেভেনলি প্ল্যানেটস, ইভেন ইফ ইউ মার্জ, অ্যাকচুয়ালি দে ডোন্ট মার্জ। শ্রীল গৌরগোবিন্দ মহারাজ ইউজ টু সে দ্যাট হোয়েন এ বার্ড উইল এন্টার ইন টু এ গ্রিন, গ্রিন বার্ড উইল এন্টার ইন টু গ্রিন ট্রি, ইট লুকস লাইক আজ ইফ দি বার্ড মার্জ ইন টু দি ট্রি, বট ইজ নট লাইক বার্ড মার্জ ইন টু দি ট্রি। বার্ড ইজ দেয়ার, দি বার্ডস ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল আইডেন্টিটি ইজ মেনটেন্ড। সেম ওয়ে হোয়েন দ আত্মা উইল মার্জ ইন টু দিস ব্রহ্ম জ্যোতি, ইল নট মার্জ ইন সাইড, উইল স্টে দেয়ার সেপারেটলি। আরুহ্য কুচ্ছা না পরম পদং তথা পতন্তি অধ। জেনর বিন্দাক্ষ বিমুক্ত মানিন অষ্ট অষ্টদ্ভাব অবিশুদ্ধ বুদ্ধয়, তার ইন্টেলিজেন্ট ইজ নট বিশুদ্ধ, কন্টামিনেটেড ইন্টেলিজেন্স। যে থিঙ্ক দে গট লিবারেটেড, বট আরুহ্য কুচ্ছা না পরম পদং তথা পতন্তি অধ, এগেন দে উইল ফল ইন টু দিস মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, দে উইল ফল ফ্রম দেয়ার অলসো। দে মে থিঙ্ক বিকজ they don't accept the personal, they don't accept the personal aspect of the absolute truth, nadruta jismad angraha, that's why they will fall down again from there. And Srila Bhaktisarasa Maharaj was telling, when they will fall from there, Brahma Jyoti, what will happen to them, that atma, what will happen to them? If you fall from first floor of a building, what will happen to your body? What will happen? You'll break your leg, your hand, your head. But if you fall from 10-story building, what will happen? Hare Krishna. Gone. Completely sense. So Maharaj is telling same way. If somebody fall from heaven, okay. You can again manage with it. But when you fall all the way from Brahma Jyoti, it's too high. When you fall, you become like a dead matter, like a stone. You become a stone. Yeah, you become a stone. But the only good thing is, you don't become ordinary stone. You become very precious gems. You become diamond. Maharaj, you become diamond. Why become diamond? Maharaj tell you, because you wanted to become God, no? God is very effulgent. You want to become effulgent like God? But you can't become effulgent like God. Or something like that, you become diamond, no? But you become a stone, and diamond stone, very effulgent. You become effulgent diamond, that's all you have. So that is the destination of all these great personalities. It's very integrated subject matter. People, they don't do culture on this. Just externally they say, yes, liberation is everything. You go to India, everybody knows this word mukti. Even if they don't do anything for mukti, they don't know what is a mukti, but mukti word is very famous. Moksha, moksha, they call it moksha. What it is, they have no idea about these things. So that is the reason why in India so many Bhagavans. Everybody can become Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan, we are Bhagavan. So Prabhupada is saying, in India we have factory of Bhagavan. So very easily they accept anybody Bhagavan. They don't have any concept of what is Bhagavan is. What is the definition of Bhagavan? Whole India accepts Bhagavan, all people. You go anybody in India, ask these people, you are telling Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Can you tell them the meaning of Bhagavan? Not a single person will come forward who can tell you the meaning of Bhagavan. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? They don't know, these people. That's why they're following this Bhagavan, that Bhagavan. And what to speak of? The people, they don't know the meaning of the Bhagavan. The so-called Bhagavan, they do not know the meaning of Bhagavan also. You go to any of the so-called Bhagavans, ask them, you claim you are Bhagavan, can you tell me the meaning of Bhagavan? They can't say, because if they would know the meaning of Bhagavan, they would not claim they are Bhagavan. The people of India, they would know meaning of Bhagavan, they would not accept anybody as Bhagavan. No? So that is the problem. So that is the reason why Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given so much emphasis, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so much emphasis, why Prabhupada has given so much emphasis in this subject matter. Because we have a problem at the root. That's why Prabhupada is Nirbeshasa Sunnabadi Paschata Dasatarine. I say, he's not only Paschata Dasatarine, the whole world is Nirbeshasa Sunnabadi. Hindus are also Nirbeshasa Sunnabadi. No? Because their understanding is like this. They don't have a clear understanding. So that's why in this discussion with Prakasananda Saraswati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we see so vividly, so nicely, so clearly it has been explained, the whole idea, concept of this Nirakar. And how Lord's form is transcendental. His vibhuti has opulence. Tahara vibhuti dhas sab chidakar. So Prabhupada is saying, this Mayavadis don't understand Krishna's two energy, his external energy and his internal potency. Internal potency is non-different from him. Just like the sun and sunlight, you can't separate them. You can't separate fire from heat and light of the fire. The same way, but they don't understand the transcendental nature of the absolute truth. That's why Krishna saying, abhajananti mang mudha. The mudha they don't understand. Abhajananti mang mudha manusim tanumasritam parambhavam ajanatam amabhutam haisaram. My parambhama, my transcendental nature, I have a superior nature. They don't understand. Why they don't understand? Why Mayavadi they don't understand? They will not understand. Nahaṁ prakāsa sarvasi yogamaya samāvṛtam. That is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will not manifest. He will not be known as He is to everybody. All these things are very clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. Nahaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yogamaya samāvṛtam. Bhagavad Gita saying. Upanishad also saying, I am covered myself with a hiranmaya patrana. He is covered by yogamaya. His very nature is to bewilder everybody. Mujjanti jatasuraya. What to speak of the karmi they don't understand. What to speak of jnanis they don't understand. What to speak of a whole world is bewildered. What is this Bhagavan all about? Everybody, so much philosophers, every philosophers, they talk all different kinds of things. Nana muni, nana mat. Many munis. Munis means, what is the muni? You know muni? Sages means, muni means the doctor. All this doctorate you are getting, the doctors. Doctor muni. Why when you get doctorate? You give something new. So muni means you say something new. That is munis. They are all doctors. They are muni. They get all kinds of mental speculations they give. Nana muni, nana mat. So this is what they go on. No, everybody has their own idea. And why that happens? Because that is the very nature of the absolute truth. Mujjanti jatasuraya. The absolute truth, builder, that his business is to builder everybody. The demigods are bewildered. Great sages are bewildered. Indra bewildered, Shiva bewildered, Brahma bewildered. Nobody can understand him completely. How much we can understand him? A bird, how much he can understand about the space and sky? As much as a bird can fly, that much will be understanding. Can a bird understand about the sky, space? Human beings, they don't understand about the space. What to speak of bird? Our case is like that. How much we can understand? How much we can understand the absolute truth? Once Brahma, the top of the demigods, Brahma, Pitamaha Brahma, he went through severe austerities to understand God. 100 celestial years he did austerities to understand God. And after 100 years severe austerities, then he said, wow, finally I have understood God. Just imagine after 100 years, celestial years, he understood God. And who are you to understand God? It is difficult for us to get up even in Mangalarati. That much austerity we cannot do. And Brahma wants a severe austerity, 100 celestial years to understand God. Oh my God, finally I have understood you. Then Lord Narayan appeared in front of him. Then Narayan said, oh Brahma, you have understood me? You have understood Bhagavan? Brahmaji, please tell me what you have understood about Bhagavan. Then Brahma said, oh my Lord, after doing severe austerities for 100 celestial years, I have understood that I can never understand you. That is what I have understood. I can never understand God. That is conclusion. So that is conclusion of Brahma. And we are all shouting, screaming, fighting with each other. This is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. Nakanirakar, Sakar. Bhagavan must be sitting and laughing at us. Smiling. What does us see these people? What they are doing? So that is the reason what Brahma did. I simply surrender unto you. I am no more going to research, do research about you. So now there are so many people doing research about God. The Gobesak. What is this God? What is this? Who are you to research about God? You tell the one ant, please do some research and tell about the England. One ant is like that, you know. What the ant will say about London? What the ant will say about manner even it? And we are trying to understand that absolute truth. So that's why Brahma said, simply surrender. So all this discussion is to just to come to conclusion that we just simply surrender. Don't try to understand him too much. You can never understand him. Isakar, Nirakar, no, all these things. So all these word juggleries are there. So that pure, that's why Shastra says, Vedesu Durlabha. We cannot understand. Tarka apratista srutta vivhirna nasavarisir matarnavhirna dharmasatattva nihitagvahaya mahajanajena katasya pandha. Tarka apratista. By argument you cannot establish the absolute truth. Shruti vivhirna. The Shruti Shastra speaks all kinds of things. In one Purana says Brahma is God, one Purana says Shiva is God, one Purana says Vishnu is God. No. Of course, our acharyas, they have reconciled. In which sense they have been addressed as God? What is that? Everything has been reconciled. Our Goswamis, they have reconciled. Nana, Shastra, Vicharanaika, Nipuno, Sadharma, Sansthapako. They have gone through all these literatures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puranas. They have reconciled. And they have come to conclusion. They have come to conclusion on the basis of the Vedic literatures. So that's why it has been stated, Shruti vivhirna nasa varisir matanna vinna. Different rishi has different mata, opinion. Dharma satattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena katasya pandha. The conclusion of dharma, Vedic literature, is kept within the heart of the pure devotees, acharyas, mahajana. So we accept that without doing all these arguments. But still for our understanding, all these discussions are there, so we understand different aspects of the absolute truth, so we are confirmed that what we are targeting for is correct. We are not for Nirakar Brahma, we are not for partial manifestation of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, we are directly for God. We want the highest pleasure, the different kinds of pleasure, ananda. Karma kandis, they derive one kind of ananda. Their ananda is jodananda, material pleasure. By doing good karma, you will be promoted bhulaka, bhuvalaka, swalaka, mahalaka, janalaka, tapalaka, satyalaka. Where Brahma is staying, all the up to there is known as jodananda, material pleasure, karma kandis. Then beyond jodananda, there is jnana kandis. They go beyond that, Brahma jyoti. So they derive pleasure also. So that pleasure is known as Brahmananda. Jadananda, Brahmananda. What is this Brahmananda? Anybody can define what is Brahmananda? What kind of ananda it could be there? Huh? Yes. Like staying in a room by yourself. Yeah, it's very boring there. That's why Arya Kuchana Parangpatanta Patandhyada. How long you can stay? But there ananda is, try to understand, there is no ananda. Ananda is considered as absence of material misery. You understand? There is no ananda as such. But absence of misery, that is also considered a kind of ananda. Just like somebody pinching you like this, you're feeling very pain, released you. So you don't ananda, you're free from that suffering. So that kind of ananda, that's all. It's not somebody putting some sandalwood pulp, feeling, not like that. It's the absence of material misery. Jadananda, higher than Jadananda is Brahmananda. But higher than Brahmananda is, any other ananda there? The devotees are looking for? What ananda you are looking for? Huh? Premananda. We want Premananda. The devotees engaging in devotional service, they're getting Premananda. So that is the highest Ananda. Any higher Ananda than Premananda is there? Huh? Yes, Sevananda. When you develop, when you serve Lord Krishna, the pure devotees, if you want to speak of the mukti, going to Vaikuntha, Salaka, Samipa, Shasti, doesn't help us in devotional service, you don't want that mukti. Even Prema also discarded. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, sometimes gopis, they would serve Krishna. When Prema comes, the symptoms of Prema manifests. Symptoms of Krishna Prema is, the tears will come from your eyes, you will become stunned, or tremble, kampa, asuru, pulaka, romancha, all these things happens. And gopis are fanning Krishna. And their Krishna Prem they get. They tell, oh Krishna Prem, please wait for some time, don't disturb us. If you are coming now, then we can't fan Krishna properly. Krishna Prema comes, tears comes from their eyes. They say, no, Krishna, we decorated ourselves so nicely. Krishna enjoying. The tears come from our eyes. Our eyes, our face will become ugly. No, you wait for some time. So they get some higher pleasure than that. So first ananda in this material world. What is this ananda? Jadananda. The karma kandis they get. Higher to Jadananda is? Brahmananda. The jnana kandis they get. Higher to Brahmananda is? Premananda, not Paramananda. Premananda. And how to Premananda is? Sevananda. So that's why it is explaining. But this Mayavadi is Chit Vibhuti Asaditare Kahe Nirakar. They are covering up everything and they are saying, oh, absolute is the Nirakar. It's all misconception and the Nirakar concept. So even if there is a Nirakar concept is there in Veda, in proper perspective we have to understand. Then there is no problem. That's why all these discussions going on. Any questions you have?